This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Kim Draper from the TASK Group. Kim, welcome to the program, my friend. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about the TASK Group. And for those that don't know, April is Autism Awareness Month. And here locally in Montgomery County, we have this group called TASK. Tell us a little bit about you guys.
Sure. TASK stands for the Autism Support Connection. And Lynn Sellers and I, back in 2011, knew that there was no resource, a local support group that could come together in Montgomery County. There's one in Springfield. There's one closer down to Maryville, Belleville area. But that requires travel time. Those support groups do not offer child care during the meetings for families. So with lots of planning and pulling everything together, we were able to come up with a support group that meets monthly. And it's just been a wonderful thing, a blessing to our community, to our families affected by autism.
Let's talk a little bit here locally in Montgomery County. Autism, how big of a problem are we having here with that issue?
It's interesting that you ask, because as of March the 27th of this year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention came out with new numbers. They now have 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism, and that's a 30% increase from 2008 CDC report. So it just continues to be growing in numbers. It's a very common diagnosis. So
define autism for me. What does this? I know it has something to do with the lights, because I know you guys have your monthly meetings or movies with the Orpheum. Mm-hmm. They don't shut the lights off completely. They leave them on, not probably all the way, but they dim them just a little bit, but they're still on. What is this?
Yeah. Actually, Lynn Sellers worked with the Eisentrout family. They were not aware of what a sensory-friendly film was all about, and that's how we got started. She approached them, and they just jumped on board and ran with it. So the first Saturday of every month, we offer what's called a sensory-friendly film. If you look at the senses, senses involve your sight, your hearing, touch, smell. So most of our kids have a hard time with a completely dark theater. So what the Eisentrouts will do is they'll leave half of the theater with lights on and the other half with the lights down. Sound can be a big issue. A lot of kids will wear earplugs or headphones, and so we adjust the volume so it's a little bit softer. A lot of our kids have sensitivity and pickiness to things that they eat or drink. So the Eisentrouts, of course, have their regular concession available, but they also allow our families to bring in their own food and their own drink. So they've really been wonderful to work with.
Does that include, you mentioned smell too, does that include popcorn? Because you would think you walk in there, that's a whomper right there that you smell.
Right.
That doesn't trigger anyone?
So far, we haven't had anybody that becomes really upset with popcorn smell. Okay. So we're good there.
Okay. So it seems like everything's really going well for you guys.
It is. It's going just wonderful. And we had a meeting last night, and Josh Nisley was there, and he is going to, with his father, Gene, pull together a autism support day. And it was just kind of pulled together within about 24 hours. They're going to have a bowling tournament, and all of the money will be raised and distributed between our local support group and the Hillsborough School District. It's $15 per person entry, and Josh said it's a three-game Scotch doubles, and I think that means that two people bowl together and you take turns. They're going to fix spaghetti and salad. That's $5. I think there's going to be a bake sale, prizes, raffles, silent auction, and we were just very, very surprised. We didn't know that he was coming to the meeting, and we were just thrilled that they would be willing to do this for a very, very good cause, and being April being the Autism Awareness Month.
When will this be held again?
This will be held on Sunday, April 27th, starting at 1 o'clock, and that will be in Hillsborough at Nisley's Bowling Alley.
Another fundraiser that you have coming up involves Fusion Fitness and Aquatics. You guys are going to be having a swim party out there.
We are having a swim party. In addition to our monthly sensory-friendly films, which that one is tomorrow, April 5th, admission is free in honor of the Awareness Month. Concessions will be open for purchase, and again, you can bring your own food and own drink if that's necessary. April 12th, we are working with Fusion, and we're offering all of our families a swim party from 1 to 3 o'clock, and again, that's on Saturday, April the 12th at Fusion in Hillsboro.
Okay. So. And of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I know there's other events planned as the weather gets warmer.
Correct.
You've got Old Settlers coming up, so I know you guys will be out and about spreading the message about you guys during that event.
Sure.
I know there's something in the works. It's not finalized yet regarding Easter and the Easter egg hunt, so be on the lookout for that. But this is just the crux of the iceberg, isn't it?
Right. Right. There's just the longer we have been in existence, we've been able to just offer more activities for our families, which is great. We started out small, and then we've been able to add to and continue growing. So it's been just a wonderful support from our community. And we're not just Montgomery County families. We have families that come from Christian County, Bond County, and Macoupin County. So we're open for whoever wants to come and join us.
And that's awesome. And I know
it is awesome.
It takes a spark to get things going.
Absolutely.
So, I'm glad to hear everything is going well. Mm-hmm. Kim, anyone seeking more information regarding your group?
Sure.
What's the number that they can call?
My number is 710-3598.
So we'll have them give you a call if they need some more information. And best of luck. You've got the Hillsboro Bowl fundraiser that's coming up on the 27th, and then the swim party coming up as well. So a lot on the docket.
Yes, we're very excited about it. So it's going to be a good April Autism Awareness Month.
Kim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Kim Draper from the Task Group of Montgomery County. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.